so.
I think that's the way you have to do it.
But you go right there and listen, them boys are still up there. And I'm telling you, I worked with them and I fished with them and I couldn't see any difference. We just fished just like we worked. Anything else we'd do. They just, when they go fishing, they go out, they meant business, and they'd get them a bunch of bait and they'd go to the river and put in a bunch of lines and they'd stay with them and stay after them. You've got to do that. And of course they always had a boat. They'd build them a boat and then they'd lose it and then they'd build another one. And we'd go down there and we'd sure get the catfish, which, you know, it's work.
Oh, it is work.
Bet you. Go around the old line, come in, build up a fire, and make another pot of coffee, and always take some food along, and just make a night of it. Oh boy. I'm telling you.
Did you have any trouble with your land eroding?
Not a great lot, no. I know what you mean. Yes, it just depends on what the situation was like, whether it was on a side hill or yes, we had some trouble. I had some land that eroded. You'd have to keep fighting it all the time, piling something in it, straw piles. And
what did you pile it in where?
At the outlet, just pile a lot of rocks in there or something to hold it, and then put an old straw pile or something in it. Start filling up.
Uh-huh.
After a while, it would get to where you could. Then when we'd farm, we'd keep working it, you know. Mm-hmm. So we could. And after a while, we'd be going right across it. And after a while, you'd just have it filled up.
Hmm. That was a gully or a.
Well, it was caused from the rain, you know, the rainfall on the land. Yes, uh-huh. You might say a gully started there. Went all come to a certain place and then took down. Through your field,
uh-huh.
but the biggest part of our land that lay down in the bottom there, we didn't have too much trouble with it. With the eroding and washing.
Was the soil pretty good down in the bottom?
Oh mercy, it was wonderful, wonderful soil.
Sandy, yeah. Or clay, mm-hmm. Or?
Oh, it's a black sandy loam, uh-huh. Wonderful. Some people called it, call some of it gummy or gumbo, but that on our old place up there was, I wouldn't have called it gumbo. It was wonderful, wonderful land. Still is. Still as fine a land as lays outdoors.
And now it's underwater, huh?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
It gets over it. It has, I say, once since they built that dam, they had to hold it. They had to hold it on account of the conditions below, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it keep filling. Of course, it kept raining, and then the runoff from on west and on tur up into Kansas, Big Caney Heads way back up in Kansas, up north, up north and